We have all experienced the upsurge in healthcare costs and corresponding increases in health insurance premiums. Since providing benefits is critically important to a business's success, many employers pass on some of the premium costs to their employees so they can continue to sponsor a plan. It also is common for employers to reduce the level of benefits to offset the impact of their annual premium increases. Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants, located in Glenrock, New Jersey. We have specialized in personal insurance and company-sponsored health benefits since 1985. While no one can control the cost of healthcare and the corresponding insurance premium, it may help to understand the key contributing causes. They are advancements in technology, hospital expenses, prescription drugs, malpractice lawsuits, fraudulent claims, inefficient administration, legislatively mandated benefits, aging population, poor lifestyle choices, and finally, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly referred to as Obamacare. There is no easy solution to this situation, but we can all do our part by using network participating providers when possible, requesting generic or preferred drugs when appropriate, understanding your benefits plan to avoid unnecessary out-of-pocket costs, getting pre-authorization when required, calling member services when in doubt, getting involved with decisions affecting your healthcare, getting annual well care exams, questioning expenses and reporting fraud, and using urgent care facilities, outpatient surgical centers, as opposed to emergency rooms and hospitals when possible. These are just some of the areas in which we as educated consumers can make a difference. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website, psi-consultants.com.